Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe.
Yes,
that's the point.
We can do 84. Sure.
This was a different subject. You know how to develop in this. This is the most important thing to understand. Why I am taking time? Because of that. If you know basic is not clear, how you will go? Huh?
Yes. Uh-huh. So we are in Shishi Vilaha at this moment, actually, from Srila Raghunathas. Verse number 84. Heavy Vasita Pi Yusham Smita Karpura Vasita Shrotra Bhayam Nayan Bhayam Te Kim Nu Sevisya Te Maya. O Devi, Goddess, can I serve your nectarian words with my ears? In your camphor-scented smile with my eyes. Commentary.
Again.
O Devi, Goddess, can I serve your nectarian words with my ears? In your comfort-scented smile with my eyes.
I say very important thing. Means from the ear and eyes also you can say. These are the senses. At the same time, this is the instrument to serve. Hand is the instrument to service. Feet is the instrument of service. So all my senses is to serve. But we use these senses for my comfort. That is Atma Sukha Priti Vancha Dhare Kamna. So for my enjoyment when I use is a kama. And when this sense is used in your service is a pain. Very, very, very important to understand. What is prema? And what is calm? Calm is only when these senses are working for my benefit, myself. And the senses, this ear, these eyes, are working for you, is the prema. How this can work? That you understand. It's the most, most, most important thing in day-to-day life to understand. Because we are using these senses to live in this material world, and which direction we are using, that has to improve. AC has, can you bring the AC switch? This is Kama and Prema. So you can use this in all your actions. What is for the Prema, for the love, then it becomes spiritual. And when it is for my benefit, myself only, then it becomes only Kama. Then we have to repay back this. So we have to repay back how? If I can repay back this, or I can get this benefit in this life, okay. If I cannot get, then I have to take new life to get the benefit also. And if we do the wrong thing, then for suffering also I have to take birth. And for the benefit also I have to take birth.
For karma kanda.
Death karma kanda. Then we go in the death and birth cycle. And how to come out from this circle of death and birth, when all my senses will start serving to all, only to you, one point. That will change in a spiritual, devotional life.
Sri Radha is the embodiment of love.
What is Radhika?
Embodiment.
Means? This love takes the body. Is Radhika. The love body is Radhika. What we say the love, the love words take the body. Embodiment means love, body is Radhika. Love took the body, that is Radhika.
Prema
Swarupa Deha. Prema Swarupa?
Deha. Prema Vibhavita.
Very slow and loud.
Prema Swarupa Deha. Prema Vibhavita.
You see? Prema Swarupa Deha. Deha means body. When love took the body, that is Radhi. Lakshmi took the body, that is Lakshmi Devi.
Krishnera Prayasti Shrestha Jagate Vidita.
And Shrestha, and the highest lover who has the Mahabhav inside. One is a feeling and one is a maha feeling, highest feeling she has for Krishna. He is the Allada, ecstasy. Come out from Krishna, that become love. Because only Krishna is missing one thing, that love. That become Radha.
So the verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita and translated is
love.
Her body consists of prema. And so
your body consists with prema. Love took the word love took the body in Radhika, and our body is full of love. And what is the Radha Dasi? Similar. What is oneness? Similar to Radhika. Radha's friend, Radhika Dasi, means the similar behavior like Radhika is Radha. Then I am becoming more close to my soul.
Her body consists of prema, and she is world famous.
World famous for it. There is no any place without love.
She is world famous as Krishna's dearmost beloved.
Krishna,
dearmost
love.
Beloved.
Beloved. Why we want to take her association center to get this mercy, one drop from her, that my life can change. That's it. This is the qualification of spiritual life. Go to the church, I say always, you will see four words written. I was there, 2-3 church I see. Faith, your faith, belief, make you hopeful. And hope give you love. And love give you God. Faith, hope, love and God. And when love is this word coming, the same Radhika. Embodiment of the love. That you understand. No way without this. We feel hopelessness when we lose these connections. We lose the faith, then we feel hopeless. When we are hopeless, we have no love. Hope will come, love will come. Hopelessness will come, love is gone.
without being an expert knower of such emotions, one cannot understand it.
Such emotions. Now you see, where is not emotion? This chair has no emotion. And emotion is there. This chair has no emotion, table has no emotion. Why? Because it's become totally material. If there is no emotion, we become material. And what is the spiritual life? Coming from material to spiritual is the goal of the life. Why to be in emotional, not to emotion, is material practice. And to come out from material to the spiritual, that feelings will start.
Prema is visible on the inside and on the outside.
Emotion will there, prema will be visible in and out, physically and inside. Living soul will be visible to us. You can see. Outside and inside. Emotions are there. And one is emotionless means visible is not prema. It's triumph, not visible.
Can you repeat this, please? I didn't hear.
Huh?
Can you repeat this? I didn't.
If the emotions are not there, there is no love. An emotion is a thing that love becomes visible. All fiction. If you go deep, if you have no emotion, you will not understand. If you have emotion, the meaning of the past time will flow inside. In the hope, she is telling she needs to bring water bucket because water is finished. And water is not finished, she throw it out. She make it down to water to finish. Why? This is the time to bring the water because Krishna is waiting for her. And the family members know that no water I have to send to bring this young girl, she can bring. But Radhika desire, water is secondary for her. Looking to Krishna is the primary, and they start looking, she forget to bring the water. She is caught and looking only to Krishna. It's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, she don't forget to go there. When this sun is going down, 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 then she went to fill the water. When some distraction come in to Krishna is also waiting there. Both are looking each other eyes. They cannot be satisfied. Then she brings the water. Again she stopped there, where Krishna is sitting. Now very late to go back there. What explanation she will give? She he will be a servant. They will agree. This is Yoga Maya and Viva. So every picture is full of Chaitanya Charitamrita is full of feelings. Or if any book you read is full of feelings. Only to grow our spiritual identity in my soul consciousness to wake up that. Because soul is, when you identify that you are soul, automatic feeling will start coming. When you identify that you come only for this body and you have to die, then no feelings will be there. Work, 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 nothing result is coming. And one, you work less and the result is the same.
Every act and every word of the Premika Bhakti, loving devotee, is sprinkled with the rasa of prema.
You see? It's in the nature. He starts floating in rasa. And the life is the highest happiness when there is a rasa. Rasa means flavors. If life is full, without flavor is no meaning of life. There is no difference between the machine and the living body. You become machine because no flavor, machine has no flavor. Life means the flavor. Rasa. Nirasa. Nirasa and rasa. Rasa means happiness. Inside happiness is there. And peace is there. These are the brother and sister of the rasa. Happiness is there. Service mood is there.
But not always peace is there.
And always peace is there. Always peace. Any circumstances come to test us. Your rasa or nirasa. You disturb your peace or you are living in the peace.
In rasa, sometimes there is no peace.
In rasa, this peace is increasing the rasa. it did not displease the rest. It increased the rest. It increased the rest. It's not decreased. Different type of flavors in rasa. But this increased the rasa. Increase your feelings. Increase your sweetness, kindness, mercy, happiness. These are the brothers. Tolerance.
It is only by great fortune that the blessed day comes.
Fortune? This is the fortune. That day will come in my life. That day is the really blessed day for me. Those many seconds are the blessed. The time what is passing in my life, that is the blessed time in my life. The moment of my life is successful because this time, fortunate time come to me, feel it. Again repeat this line.
It is only by great fortune that the blessed day comes when one becomes greedy after tasting the nectar of Manjari Bhava.
That the blessed day comes, that we want to go more of deep in Manjari Bhava. Then we want to enter in that feelings to live all the time. Everything is illusion now.
So only by great fortune this blessed day comes and one becomes greedy after tasting the nectar of Manjari Bhava. That is manifest in the prayers of Srila Raghunandas.
And if I don't know, how I will know this? How to get it? To take the help who is doing this. How they are developing this. We need one help to develop this nature. How I don't know the way. I need some help to guide for showing me some way. We take the navigator that he will show me the way. Navigator starts showing me the way. This is the way to go. So, he is doing the work of navigation to us in this way. What is the name? Raghunath.
By hearing and chanting the great words of the Acharyas.
By listening. And chanting means remembering. We know that chanting means japa chanting. This is not here. Repeating of that past, sweet past time is also chanting. Only you are thinking, that is your chanting. The result of chanting is to be in the past time. Be in that sweetness. What is the goal of chanting, my chanting? To be peaceful. To realize my soul, to realize my super soul connection and be to live in between their sweetness. And when I got that result, that is also chanted. That has to be go on and on. That is chanted. All the sadhana, what we get it, and the bhajan is for that. You understand? Sadhana. What is sadhana? To reach the goal. What is bhajan? To reach the goal. And this is the goal of our life. What we do.
By hearing and chanting.
Chanting.
The great words of the Acharya.
Great word of the Acharya.
A relish for this subject awakens.
So how you will see others chanting or not? You will say, no, Japa is there, he is chanting or not? Are bhai, you don't know. He is always chanting. He is living sometime in the past time or sometime in the name chanting. That is stage we have to. We have no other business than that. When this day will come in my life.
He said in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Can you, one can translate him? German to English, English, German to him. Yeah.
Chaitanya Charitamrita, he said, anyone who has drunk this, even once,
who has drunk this?
With the ears.
This understand this. Drunk means understanding. Not drunk, how you can drink from the ear. His understanding is crystal clear, not doubting in this. That is meaning of drinking. From the ears. Listening and drinking. Listening is one thing, and drinking is my thing. I drank it, like you drank something, a wine, what happened? You start moving. So you drink from your ear and you start rolling in that wave. Drunk, you are drunk enough. This is divine. Wine and divine. Divine has to be drunk like this, from the ear. Wine has to drink from the mouth and divine has to drink from the ear. Similar action will happen, like a drunk person is dancing without doing anything, you will start dancing in that, when you drunk from the ear, and the white divineness will come in that. But you have to drunk, not only listening will work.
Anyone who has drunk this, even once.
Anyone. Everyone will not drunk. Everybody will listen. Some will drunk.
He becomes greedy and cannot give it up anymore.
He will become greedy to go more deep in this subject. He will never leave. If you drunk it, if you are greedy to know more details, you will go in this detailed subject more and more. Right? Well, because you drank it, so greediness comes to you.
By hearing this, one realizes the truth about rasa, and one attains loving devotion for Radha.
Loving devotion. Krishna, Radha Mohan is in the temple, right? So he is there only. He is everywhere, in all living beings. And he sees how we will behave. Through that, he feels every living, because he is everywhere, so he feels that your devotion is there for me or not. You see in me every place or not. Are you different? Only you see me in the temple, or you see in all living beings. What is your going on inside you? He's checking through different circumstances.
By hearing this, one realizes the truth about rasa.
Yes.
He attains love.
He realizes the truth of the rasa. When this vision, divine vision, comes to my eyes, then I feel it, where I am and how I am behaving with him. To my Radha Mohan. You are really connected, or you are just start with. What happened? Connected, then you see everything. If you have a formal connection, you see one point, one place. You see your lover, mother see his child. In the same age, somebody will go and he will feel, oh, it's my child, my son. He behaves like that. The nature, you start looking in all circumstances where it's not true. But this is the spiritual conscious vision to see. Divine vision become divine. This drinking of divine become divine eyes to see. To feel divine. To live in that. The time will come with this practice that you will not like to come out from that. And you will see everything is going more better than before. Really, I say, this is the truth. we don't believe it, but we have to believe it. I have a practical experience before us. Let's go. Give one pillow to him.
You are reading that by hearing this, one realizes the truth about rasa, and one attains loving devotion for Radha Mohan's lotus feet. Sri Raghunatha says, your words defeat the taste of nectar 100 times. I will drink it through my ears and through my eyes.
I will drink it from my ear, through my eyes.
Now there is a description of this past tense which we were reading. Touch me, don't touch me. Do you want to repeat this or do you want to repeat? So I will drink it through my ears and through my eyes. One may ask you. Words are formless. They cannot be seen, can they? How can they be seen by Tulasi? This is a secret. Tulasi made Swamini meet Krishna in a kunja. Srimati is unwilling and tells Krishna, don't touch me. But she smiles at the same time.
She just thinks, don't touch me. But the eyes is staring, touch me. Why you are taking a bait? Why you waiting for that? Eyes is staring something and the hand is staring. Hand says, no, no, no. But I said, I'm angry with you because you make me to wait so long. Touch me, bless me.
Saying this, Tulasi understands
that the manjaris, the maid servant, the friend of Radhika, they understand what is my Swami, what Radhika wants. She wants to quit to embrace Krishna and she is waiting for a long time.
Her mouth says, don't touch me.
Hand says, not touch me.
But she means to say, touch me.
Why you waiting for
that? Her yes has swallowed her no. And in this way, the words, don't touch me, are audible. You can hear.
You see?
But the words, touch me, are visible in the eyes.
Only eyes can see that. That eyes will tell when there is a flow of marriage. And Manjari has a marrow of flow, so he can see that drinking from the eyes. This is drinking. Wow, so beautiful. And the manjaris are behind that, you see, so many. They are looking this fast. Backside of age, many girls are there. This pastime only you remember how she is dropping from the hand and from the words and the eyes what she's talking. Only by looking, if you are not close, how you can feel it? That closeness is important. That closeness is we want to be in between Radha and Krishna. So close we have to be. That is the spiritual way of life. That I can see your hand action. I can see your words, I can listen your words that you say, don't touch me. But I see when eyes, you say, why I have to wait so much? Touch me. Touch me. Waiting for you. Sitting for you. Why I come near to you? Fighting with my mother, father, lying to everyone, come to you and you even not touching me. And he was so much in ecstasy, Krishna, he forget by looking only that I have touch and embrace also, I have to do that. He is in ecstasy, he forget himself. So he said, no, no touch me. If you hate, you do to me. I come from so much desire to near to you, sitting near from long time, and you forget yourself.
In this way, Tulasi sees and hears words at the same time.
Wow, words also hearing to see. The, who is the close that listen the words of God? And looking also. You don't want to do this. This greed is there or not? You don't want to be near to her. This greed is there or not? What want to do?
And thus she makes Shyama Sundar embrace Swami by giving him a hint with her eyes.
He hint immediately to them. I'm annoyed by you only quiet sitting and watching to me. Why you put hand so? I annoyed, you make me annoyed.
And Tulasi gives him a hint.
Would she give hint to Krishna? Do it! Is a positive sign for you. You don't see the eyes. She wanted. No bother, we are sitting to help you. Rade, chant this. Today keep this chanting whole day and night. If you listen 3 pastime or 2 pastime, how you will chant? You listen 1 mantra. This is 1 mantra. This is mantra. Of meditation, living in the past. Then, not difficult. we have been prepared for that. We have to want it only. Narayan Maharaj say, only your greed is important for that. If you have no greed for that, not possible in life. What you are doing for, if this greed not come in your life, what is for life? Atma-sukh, your own, only yourself, for your, you are thinking. This should be goal in life. Right, Rani? More? I want to stop it here.
What is fear?
This is the drinking of divine from the air. To be bad like them. Material person who drink the wine. And how he do? Similarly, drinking like this, my consciousness will be back as well. Read more. More you want to do? Come near, then you will listen. Far, nobody listens. You have to drink. If I prepare some glass to drink, then you have to be sitting near to drink.
Org Mukharaj says, O Radha, O granddaughter, it is so late. Won't you do your Surya Puja? Surya Puja. Don't you go to do your Surya Puja? Hearing these joking words of her maternal grandmother, Swamini smiles slightly and says, I thought of sending someone else out today to do this puja. Mukharaji then jokingly replies, you may have the Surya Puja done by your girlfriends, but can you have the Mitra Puja done to your girlfriends? Mitra means both the sun and your friend Krishna.
Yeah. Mitra is the name of the sun. You meet with your friend. Sun also. And in the sun name, you meet with your friend also. Mukra is the grandmother of.
You can do the Surya Puja, send somebody else, but Mitra Puja you can do.
Yes, somebody else can do other puja for you. Like you go to the Brahman, they do puja for you. But meeting with a friend, lover, you have to be devotee yourself to be, and that service you have to do personally. You don't need any help in between that. Manjali Dad, Alice, yes. Wow. Niya. When you are close, every waves are making you in ecstasy. The nature of Brahma. And nature of grandma means the daughter's son and daughter's son, daughter, a daughter's daughter and daughter's son, the grandfather, they joke. They know everything, but they joke very sweetly that nobody can know, only the person they can because the old man, they have no one to joke. So they joke with the grandsons and granddaughters. India, they do like this. I don't know what European world, but India, the grandpa and grandma, they do like this. Right or not? You see. It's a nature. They're choking because they know everything, but they want not want to share, but they want to joke like this. Mother, father will not do, but grandpa and grandma will do this. This is the work.
So Mukherjee jokingly replies, "You may have the Surya Puja done by your girlfriends, but can you have the Mitra Puja done to your girlfriends? Mitra meaning both the sun and your friend Krishna. It is better that I leave that in your hands."
Your friends cannot do your Mitra Puja. You have to go personally for that. I leave in your hand what you like you do. But I will suggest Mitra Puja. Your friends cannot do, you have to do yourself.
Tulasi is eagerly desiring such rasika talks that are scented with the camphor of Sri Radhika's light smile.
That make Radhika. Our happiness is like a camphor flavor. Divine flavor.
She knows that she is blessed by tasting this humorous nectarian words.
Wow. She knows
that she is blessed.
Permission is there. Do it. Why wait? But she never bothered favorable art. unfavorable circumstances. Sometimes Jatinai's topic, that time she also could bother. She find out some way to make happy to them also. And Mukhra gave permission to go, she also feel happiness. Both circumstances is happiness. Never she feel any distress, any circumstance. That we have to develop in our life, day to day life. Everything probably no, we cannot create it. But any circumstances is coming, is favorable for me. I will find out the way to be in my side.
Doesn't she feel some anxiety when she doesn't see Krishna
Parama? Anxiety of the lover anxiety. Not that Jatila Kutla stop, that is anxiety. This is the real happiness that now she is standing and she is here and I cannot go now. She says, put out the water. Water is going to fill it down. Earthy land. So it will dry up in 10 minutes. Then water is empty. You, everyone need water. You say, go for bringing water. Why not you bring water till now? Okay, I'm very tired today. No, you have to do it anyway. But how we will drink water at night time? Okay, I'm going. She finds a way. Krishna bhakta hoy bado chatur means what Krishna give you? He give you intelligentsia that you can solve any problem what is coming to solve and go to the guru. Problem is no problem. Problem is the person who is not connected. Not connected with Swami. They are in the problem. If you are connected with Radhika, Krishna will take care of these problems. This is his business. How you can, any suffering can come. You see, if you love to someone, you love his cats and dogs or not? So cats, we are the cats and dogs of the Radhika. How he will not love Radhika's cats and dogs? We are the Manjaris. Why not see he will take care of the cats and dogs? If he is serious in love with Radhika, he will also take care of the cats and dogs. Why any problem will come? Understand? This is the nature of the lover. If you have a love, you have to show your love to the cats and dogs. You don't like cats and dogs, but if you go to the clothes of your lover, he will start loving to that. Because this is the thing. You don't like before, but you will start liking that time. How my beloved will be happy. For that you will do for them. So we are worse than cats and dogs or what? So he will not take care. He has a duty to do that. What you thought? God, oh God. You believe this. Faith is important. Your faith is important. You make all the world area.
22, outside
is 35.
It's very hot.
Room is hot. No, very hot outside and room is start making hot. We are sitting. But why he don't like some yet? Oh, start is.
No, it's warm.
So you see this? It's all very positive. Go on.
Philosophy
is important.
Yes.
Why you skip?
No, I don't skip. The full realization of the Supreme Brahman is only possible in the sweet love of a Vraj.
You see, again repeat.
The full realization of the Supreme Brahman is only possible in the sweet love of Vraj.
You see, understand this.
In the highest stage of Raja Prema is the mood of Radhika's maidservant.
Yes. Radhika's maidservant. How this is fact, I see you. Everybody has a highway. Go and stand in highway. And imagine, sit, stand. Then you will see one spark. This is Brahma. When you will see right side, you will see some spark is coming. That is Brahman. Then his spark become light. That is Paramatma. And if you have a time to wait for the spark, then you will see the light. And if you have a time for wait for the light, what is this light? And you wait 10 minutes or half an hour, then this light will come near to you in the form. Or not? This is Bhagavan. This is the Krishna. So we have to give time to wait and watch till the I know see the form. Why Jesus say, you are my father? He no see the form, he see only spark or light, or he see the form of the father? My question, is he father or not? Why he was looking only spark or light? And how he see the form? Because he fixed his form, that he is the son. So he sees the father. And he waits for that moment when he no see the father because he fixed his son form, and he sees the father, then he becomes satisfied. And then he comes to share with us. So first my identification is important. But we have no energy to know my identification that I am a soul, and soul is spark and light as a form. And I feel that also God has no spark only or light only, like in highway I see light, how the spark is coming, how light is coming, and how you wait, then you can see this is the BMW. It's a Volkswagen. Back black color, white seat. And someone is driving. Oh, it's a male or female? You see the female. Everything you see. And it goes and comes. Vroom. Because it's high speed. So even the Bhagavan appears, he come and go. Because we have no sadhana for that. That he will wait for me, stop the car and park the car.
And drink coffee.
Drink coffee with you. He comes and goes because he's a highway. If you have love, you say, please wait for me. I'm preparing, making coffee for you. And come and sit with me and drink and we will share with you. He will show it. But it, love has to be there. Without love, you will never invite. So here, the thing is coming. Go on. Repeat this.
So the full realization of the Supreme Brahman.
Brahman, this is power.
Is only possible in the sweet love of Braj.
Only in the Braj, when you have a sweet love of the Braja.
And the highest stage of Braja Prem is the mood of Radhika's maidservants.
This is the mood of Radhika. Because they want to stay, they want to not to always stay in highway to go and flash. I don't want to see that way. I want that to sit with you, share with you, listen your talk. And I want to see that is stopping, to Radhika is stopping you. And say, no, no, no. But eyes is telling, yes, yes, yes. No, wait, late to me. Then if I have to go, so no, wait. Take more time, I have less time. Radhe Radhe.
Radhe Radhe Go.